listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to talk to you about prayer and the right kind of prayer, prayer that is earnest and awake. You'll see what I mean. I'm going to read to you from Colossians chapter 4, verses 2, 3, and 4. This is where we read it. Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Meanwhile, praying also for us that God would open to us a door for the word to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in chains, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Now, we know that the Apostle Paul prayed for the Colossian Christians. An example of his prayer for them is found in Colossians chapter 1, verses 3 through 8. Paul prayed for them. Now, towards the end of his letter to the Colossians, he told them to keep on praying themselves. You see, Paul told them, and by extension, he told all Christians by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, to continue earnestly in prayer. Now, this sort of earnest prayer is important, but I don't think it comes easily. Earnestly in prayer, as it says here in verse 2, speaks of great effort that is steadily applied. Much of our prayer is powerless because it lacks earnestness. Too often we pray almost with the attitude of wanting God to care about things that we don't really care about. Now, earnest prayer has power, not because it in itself persuades a reluctant God. Instead, it demonstrates that our heart cares passionately about the same things that God cares about. This fulfills what Jesus promised in John chapter 15, verse 7. If you abide in me, Jesus said, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. Our prayers are not only to be earnest, but also vigilant. According to William Barclay, the idea behind the word translated vigilant is awake. In a sense, Paul told us not to fall asleep in prayer. Sometimes, because of the tiredness of our body or mind, we struggle against sleep when we pray. Other times, we pray as if we were asleep, and our prayers sound, and they feel tired. They feel sleepy. Our earnestness and vigilance should also have thanksgiving. God gives us so much and blesses us with so much that we should always thank Him as we ask Him. Paul went on to give them something specific to pray for, himself. He wrote, "Meanwhile, praying also for us." Paul seemed to say, as long as we're on the subject of prayer, please pray for us. But Paul didn't ask for prayer for his personal needs, which were many, but he asked for prayer that God would open to them a door for the gospel. Paul knew that when God's word was active and free to work, great things happened for God. Finally, notice that Paul asked the Colossians to pray for his preaching so that he could speak the mystery of Christ. That's the wording he uses here. And that he could do it as he ought to speak. When Paul wrote this, he was in chains for proclaiming the word of God. He wanted Christians to pray that he would keep proclaiming God's word and that he would do it better all the time. So today, pray that the Lord continues to give us open doors to spread God's word and that we may proclaim His word as we ought to speak. Pray earnestly, pray vigilantly. Listen, if the Apostle Paul needed that kind of prayer, we need it much more. So today, make it an effort to pray in that way.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.